Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
Just throwing it at you. And I'm MC.
Yeah, you're doing other stuff, and I'm like, boom, here it is. We're in the show now. You know what? So I was telling MC before we started recording how Atticus, my baby, was asleep on the floor. And I was, like, talking to see if it'd wake him up or not, and it didn't wake him up. And then I went, I'm Troy. And he immediately was like, whoa, what's that? And now he's just laying there with his eyes wide open. We'll see. Maybe he'll fall back asleep. Maybe not. Who knows? He's definitely not going to. So at some point, we'll have to take a break so I can give him the rest of this bottle. Hey, MC, we're here today to wrap up our discussion about Dragon Ball Z.
That's true.
It is true. Listen, I want to ask you what you think about Dragon Ball Z overall, but that's what we do at the end of the show, so I can't ask you that now.
No, you can't. Not right at this point.
But I want to, because I want to know. Instead, what can I talk about instead? I'll talk about Dragon Quest. It seems like episode 3 is when I talk about video games. Have you played many Dragon Quest games?
No.
So, the Dragon Quest games are like Square's other RPG series. There's Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest. And I've played the very first one, and now I've started playing the most recent one. And they're good turn-based RPGs, like very classic feeling. Dragon Quest XI. Okay, here's the full title of the game on the Switch, MC. You ready? Longest game title ever. Dragon Quest XI S Echoes of an Elusive Age Definitive Edition. That's too many words for a video game title. The reason I'm bringing it up, though, is because it's all art by Akira Toriyama, and so it's really weird playing the Dragon Quest games, because, like the main character kind of looks like, is it Trunks that at one point has, Trunks when he has the long hair, the hangy down hair, instead of the sticky uppy hair, that's kind of what the main character looks like. Like, they all just look like Dragon Ball characters. Like, everybody in that game, I'm like, I've seen you in the background of Dragon Ball at some point. Like, you're not a main character, probably, but I've seen you in a crowd scene. It's very strange.
There's a few things that he could probably pull those from, because he does have a fair few crowd scenes. And in those crowd scenes in Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, there's always, like, one or two characters who stand out. Oh, seems like but normally in some of the Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball, it's like animal people that seem to stand out as well. Is there any, like, those sort of characters in Dragon Quest?
That's a good question. Sorry for my ungraceful sitting down there. The chair I'm in makes farting noises. If you hear farting noises, it's either the baby or the chair. It's definitely not me. he's gonna sneeze. There it is. Good sneeze. I don't think I've seen animal people in Dragon Quest. I don't think. Yeah, I don't really have more to say. Listen, I'm like maybe 40 minutes into Dragon Quest. Like, I'm not far into it at all, so I don't really have that much to talk about with it. It's just interesting playing that while also watching Dragon Ball Z, because I'm like, it's just the same thing. Y'all look like the other one, and it's weird. And it's, you know, it's not a bad thing. Like, I think that Akira Toriyama, like, defined a style really well. Like, you can tell when something is either drawn by him or inspired by him, because it has a very specific look, even within the general look of anime. So I think it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That's all I got. It's just a quick video game update. You got any video game updates?
Not really. I've been playing Minecraft again.
Of course, you've been playing. Hey, it's MC's video game corner. I've been playing Minecraft and Final Fantasy 15.
No, I don't normally play that much Final Fantasy 15.
Ooh, I have one more video game update. Do you know what I did? Because we're in the dark times where everyone's like in a weird quarantine state. I decided I needed a little brightness in my life. I needed to spend a little time with my friends, Donald and Goofy. And so I've ordered Kingdom Hearts 3. Finally gonna play it like a year and a half after it came out. And I'm really excited about it. Like, I've heard very middling things about that game, but I think waiting a year and a half until it was $15 is probably the way to go. Because for $15, I'm like, hell yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, this is going to be great. So, not next time we record, but the time after, I'll probably have a Kingdom Hearts 3 update for y'all. Until then, it's time for us to talk about Dragon Ball Z Episode 3, Unlikely Alliance, right after these messages.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The after what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role-playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week, we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG-related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
And we're back.
We're back. You're trying to catch me by surprise like I caught you by surprise, but I was ready for you. I was ready for you, MC.
I was watching Atticus a little bit to see if he was going to scream at us or not. He's because just... I saw him reaching for the bottle again.
He's so wiggly right now.
I just saw like this little hand come out from off screen and just like reach out.
I'm trying to move it so you can actually see him. Look, there he is. Yeah. He's just chilling here.
Yeah.
Looking around.
It's just funny because every now and then I just see his little hand just reach out from off screen.
Boy, I tell you, MC, that's a really good encapsulation of what it's like being a parent. It's just that for the rest of your existence, every once in a while you see a little hand reaching out and you're like, oh yeah, I gotta deal with that. All the time. All the time. All the time. He slept, MC. Okay. So he's been getting pretty good at sleeping. I know we're supposed to be in the episode now, but I'm still doing pre-ad stuff even though it's post-ad. He's been sleeping pretty well. And what he'll do is he'll, like, in the middle of the night. And I'll get up and I'll be like, here's your binky. Are you good? And he's like, gives me a thumbs up. He's like, thanks, Dad. And falls back asleep. And then an hour later, he'll be like, and I'll do the same thing. And at, like, 1 to 2 a.m. if he's doing that, I'll usually get up and give him a bottle. Because I'm like, all right, fair enough. But the past 2 or 3 nights, he's, like, slept all night doing that. Like, does that sound, you know, every hour or two. And I give him his binky, and then he sleeps some more. And then I get up at, like, 5 a.m., and he's good, right? Like, so he's staying in his crib for, like, 8 hours. And then I get up and feed him bottle. Last night, I woke up at 3 a.m., and I was laying there. I was, like, tossing and turning. It was really uncomfortable, like, the thing where, like, I was, like, mentally uncomfortable. Like, my brain was just going, like, 1,000 miles a minute, right? Couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about everything. And part of what I was thinking about is, like, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, the baby hasn't made any noise. The baby hasn't woke me up. It's 3 a.m. And I have not had to get up and give him his binky. And I checked, and he's just laying there totally chill, sucking on his thumb, and was perfectly happy. And I was like, I think it's finally happened. He's figured out how to get his thumb in his mouth when he wants it, so he didn't have to wake me up to give him his binky because he figured out where his thumb was. So he went from like 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. 7 hours without waking me up at all. And like, that's why I was all disoriented when I woke up, because I'd actually like slept a reasonable amount of time in a row without having to get up and walk across the room. It was great. Anyway, Dragon Ball Z Season 1, Episode 3 is called Unlikely Alliances, and Goku's really depressed because Raditz has stolen his son. And Goku's like, oh, man, what am I going to do? There's no way I can fight that guy. He's got a super powerful monkey tail, and he's going to kick my butt. I can't beat him. Even if me and Krillin all teamed up together, we couldn't beat him. We need somebody else in our alliance to help us fight him.
Yep. And he comes up with the good idea to go and get Piccolo.
No, he doesn't. Piccolo comes to him.
Yeah,
shame on
much.
You, MC. Yeah, Piccolo shows up and is like, I will help you to fight this man. This is more Raditz than Piccolo, but I can't think of what Piccolo sounds like right now. And he's like, I will help you fight him.
He sounds like a lot like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I have my Piccolo right?
Yeah. He's like gravelly and...
But I feel like the enunciation isn't quite right. Maybe it is. And Piccolo's like, but listen, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you fight this guy. But it's not because I like you or because I like your dumb son or because I'm going to train your dumb son to be my weird Padawan or something. It's just because I want to kill all life on this planet. And that's what he wants to do. So I need you to help me stop him from killing everybody so that then I can kill everybody.
Yeah, it's a really weird kind of way of thinking about it. Like, he's kind of being selfish. But what's really weird is he ends up taking care of Gohan.
Eventually, like, yeah.
Yeah. And training,
I like
Gohan.
Piccolo and Gohan. I think they're cute together, even though Piccolo is kind of a D-bag to Gohan. But that's not in this episode. That's later on. Because what happens in this one... I mean, okay. MC. Ugh. This baby is so restless. MC, this is one of those episodes that I think is... Like, we're only in episode 3, and I think we're seeing the problem with Dragon Ball Z. Because nothing happens. Like, Piccolo shows up and is like, hey, we should be friends. But not really friends. We should be friends, but also friends who are enemies. It's this new thing. I'm thinking of calling it frenemies. Goku's like, okay, cool. And then Raditz is like, what? The child is super strong. Oh, my scanner must not be working. And then Piccolo and Goku are like, Raditz, we're here to stop you. And he's like, but there's more Saiyans on the way. And then the episode ends.
Yeah.
That's all that happens.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole... Like, other than the kidnapping and,
But the kidnapping was last episode. Like, that's what I'm saying, is that, like...
Yeah.
This episode just has nothing. I don't know.
Well,
it's just...
I mean... There's not much that goes on, really. It's like... He flies off with Gohan. Goku and the group of friends are like, hey, I have to go after him. And it's like, you'll be killed. And then Piccolo shows up and it's like, I'll help you kill him. But for me to do this special technique, I need you to keep him still.
No, but even that's not in this one. That's in episode 4. That's what I'm saying. This episode 3 is just nothing. They try to fight Raditz and it doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure... At the end of this episode, don't they kill him?
No, that's in Kai. Or at episode 4, they kill him. And in Dragon Ball Z Kai... So here's the thing, friends. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I went and watched the first 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Z Kai before we recorded today's episode. Me and Atticus did.
That's
why he's chiming in. And I made MC watch some clips from it. We're going to talk about Dragon Ball Z Kai next episode. Spoilers. Whoa, child. Where you going? And Dragon Ball Z Kai... is such a tighter storytelling, so much better, because it feels like nothing happens. It just makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. Well,
so, the big things that happen in this one is Gohan gets away from Raditz, and Raditz decides to put his arm through a car and then explode it. Finds out Gohan has some weird, abnormal,
power level.
power.
Yeah, he's like, I sense the super high power level, but he's like, oh, my scanner must just be broken. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I don't know. It's, listen, I'm looking at the Wikia for this episode, and the major event, the only major event is Goku and Piccolo team up. That's the major event for this episode.
Yeah.
Which, like, is important, but I don't know. It just, it feels like this episode is just killing time until we can kill Raditz, and that's not going to happen in the first three episodes, which means we don't get to talk about it on the best animated shows ever so far.
Well, also, they strip off their heavy clothing, their weighted clothing.
Okay, tell me about that, because that's cool.
Yeah, so that's probably the only other important Dragon Ball Z sort of moment. So it comes up later again. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the capsule spaceships has artificial gravity in it.
Yeah, hypergravity chamber.
Later, yeah. So Goku trains in that. On his way to Piccolo's homeworld. Can't remember what it's called. I want to say Gherkin, but there we go. Don't ask me why Gherkin was in my head. I was like, why do I want to say that?
But yeah, it turns out basically like Goku wears the orange and blue outfit, and all the blue is weights. And so it's like his shirt is like 50 pounds, and he just wears that all the time. And Piccolo, the same thing, like all of his white stuff, his cape and his turban and his cloak are all weighted as well. So I'm like, that's kind of cool, I guess.
But yeah, it's just like, that's weight training in Dragon Ball Z. They get weighted clothing. Mm-hmm. That seems to weigh way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And
MC, did you, when you were a kid and watched Dragon Ball Z, did you think, I'm going to start wearing weights all the time so I can be super strong?
No.
Oh. Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I would run on the treadmill with ankle weights on, which is probably like not good for your legs, but I did
probably
that.
Probably not.
Because I thought it'd make me super strong like Goku. It didn't work.
We had those leg weights, but I always used them for ab exercises essentially.
So, like, the way they're intended to be used?
Yeah.
Not just wearing weights because you thought it'd make you strong like Goku? Well, that's very smart of you.
I also tried to do that once, and my dad was like, no, that's not how that works.
Okay, see? You tried to make me feel silly, and you did it too. Good.
I did it once.
I probably only did it once as well.
I put the weights on, and I was like, I want to go out for a run. And dad was like, take those weights off. That's not how that works. And I was like, okay. I was about to talk about how fast, even without taking off weighted clothing, how fast Raditz is.
He's super fast. He's like the Flash.
And they're both really shocked at it.
Yeah, they basically Goku and Piccolo go flying at him, like, I'm gonna punch you in the face, and then all of a sudden he's gone, and he's behind them. And they're like, oh, dang. He fast.
Yeah, and nothing else really happens.
I'm trying so hard to come up with things to talk about this episode. It's just nothing. But he does say there's two even more powerful Saiyans.
Yeah. Which...
But even that's not really, I mean, I guess it's more of a revelation that they're more powerful, but we already know that four Saiyans survived. He already told us that last episode.
Yeah.
Nothing happens in this episode, MC.
He's just like, yeah, I'm not even the most powerful warrior. The other two are both stronger than me. And it's just that Piccolo and Goku were freaking out at the thought of that. But really, what else were that they thought were going to happen?
He's like, there's two more even less powerful Saiyans out there who will come on their way, but if you beat me, you'll definitely be able to beat them because they're not as strong as me. Like, no, of course they're going to be more powerful. That's how this works.
That's how this whole show works. That you keep leveling up your evil bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even the evil bosses become good.
There should be a video game that does that, where like you beat one boss and then it's like, this wasn't even my final form, and then its final form is like way weaker than the first form, and you're like, oh well, oh, that was
yeah,
anticlimactic. MC, should we go check the mail?
Sure.
I don't have anything else on this episode. I'm spent. All
right. There's not a lot that happens, so
let's go to the mailbox.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
MC, I don't have a lot of mail for us because the Dragon Ball Z subreddit, hey, listen, Dragon Ball Z subreddit, I tried to share this post with y'all, but your moderators ignored my message asking if I could because I didn't want them to think it was just promotion. I was hoping to hear from you, and the moderators didn't respond to me. So we don't have any mail. But we do have one thing, which is I did a poll saying that four mighty warriors are transported into a Hunger Games-style arena and forced to battle to the death. Who emerges victorious, and how do they destroy their enemies? The four options we had was Goku from Dragon Ball Z, All Might from
My Hero Academia.
That's the one. Ash and Pikachu from Pokemon, or Link from Legend of Zelda. And Goku did win. Goku got 83% of the votes, but also Link got 17% of the votes. So that makes me so mad. Link would not. He wouldn't.
No, that Link wouldn't. Well, another Link might.
I thought you silenced your phone. You specifically said when you started. Phone is on silent.
That was an alarm on my phone for midnight.
It's midnight? Jesus, MC, I'm so sorry.
We used to start recording at 12:30, but daylight savings time kicked in over there.
Mm-hmm.
So now we record at 11:30 here.
That's a little better, I guess.
That alarm was for when we used to start to be like, hey, you need to be ready.
Fair enough. Link would not win. No version of Link can beat Goku. Even just this level of Goku beat any version of Link.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And that's not even when he goes Super Saiyan. That's the thing that happens. We won't talk about it, actually. Dragon Ball Z Super, I bet they go Super Saiyan in the first three episodes. Yeah. All right, yeah. So we will talk about it.
There's different kinds of Super, yeah. Like in Super, there's like new kinds of Super Saiyan.
I think I'm gonna hate Dragon Ball Z Super. I think I'm really gonna hate it. But we can't watch it until we watch GT, and we can't watch GT until it comes up in our roll, and we can't do our rolls until we put this show on the big list. That's what we call a transition into the ranking part of the show, where we put this on the big list against every other show ever. And this is one of those things where I probably should have had pulled up the list in advance before I started this sentence, but naturally I did not, because I never think to do things like that. So instead I just have to talk for a little bit while I get the big list, which is now 20 items long. MC, I'm only going to read the top 10 today because I think we're probably going to be in there, but maybe not. So far, the big list top 10 are Batman the Animated Series, My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, X-Men, Attack on Titan, DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Castlevania, Pokemon, Indigo League. Skipping to the bottom of the list, just gotta mention that the worst animated show ever so far is The Legend of Zelda.
Yep.
So, MC, first we gotta compare this to Dragon Ball. We've got Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball, as number 3 on our list.
Yeah, we do.
Do you think Dragon Ball Z's up there?
I don't think it is, to be honest.
I don't think it is either. I especially don't think it is based on our ranking criteria of the first three episodes.
No, yeah.
This was kind of boring.
It was. I reckon it's probably further down, like an 8 or... Yeah, probably around 8 or 9.
Eight or 9, what around Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Castlevania. Yeah, I think I'd put it below Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just...
So 9?
Yeah. I hate to say that because, like, Dragon Ball Z... I love Dragon Ball Z, but... I'm sorry, Atticus. I have to be honest to what I feel. And it's these first three episodes aren't very good. Even though Dragon Ball Z as a whole I like, these first three episodes, kind of a slog. It's just the pacing's bad, and it's just nothing happens.
See, that was what was different in Dragon Ball. Like, we saw a lot of stuff happen in Dragon Ball in those first three episodes.
They were action-packed, man. So many things.
We see him get his Nimbus Cloud, which he's had in all three episodes of this show so far. It's how Goku gets around still.
Yeah, he can't fly yet. Piccolo can fly, but Goku can't. And see, we forgot to do best and worst of this episode.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, best and worst. Worst first.
Worst first?
Mm-hmm. Can I do mine?
Probably have to be, okay. Yeah.
My worst thing is that nothing happened. And it's like, this show has so much potential, but nothing happens with it. And my best thing is Gohan's untapped potential, because this, like, gives you the hint of, like, his power level's so high, it must be an error on my scouter. But no, that's, Gohan's whole deal is that he has untapped potential. So my worst thing is this show's untapped potential, and my best thing is Gohan's untapped potential.
I think my worst thing is they wasted too much time on Kami Island rather than dealing with Raditz. So, there's that. Probably my best thing is seeing the weighted clothing.
Yeah, that was good. That's fair.
Yeah, like when he starts taking it off and it's like hitting the ground harder than it should.
Your best part's when Goku starts slowly removing his clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've put it on the list. We've done best and worst. The next thing we have to do is pick a next show we're going to watch. We're going to break format a little bit because there's another show called Dragon Ball Z Kai. I mentioned it earlier. It's a re-edit mostly of Dragon Ball Z, but basically it's the same thing. So we're going to do that for our next series, and then we'll pick a new series to watch afterwards. And we're just doing one episode on that. We're going to do one episode covering the first three episodes of Dragon Ball Z Kai because it's mostly the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same show. It's cut down to make it pace a little faster.
Yep. So that's what we'll be talking about. That's what we'll be talking about next time on Dragon Ball Z. No, on the best animated shows ever so far. I will never get tired of the announcer on Dragon Ball Z. I don't think we ever mentioned him.
Oh, yeah.
But just the end of every episode being like, next time on Dragon Ball Z is just, it's very good. I like that.
Or previously on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, exactly.
That voice is, and his cadence whenever he says anything is, it's perfect. Also in all of the video games.
Yeah, well, of course, it wouldn't be a Dragon Ball Z video game without that voice. So anyway, that's what's next on Best Animated Shows Ever so far.
Yeah, don't change the channel.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All of that's basesfcast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are, which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes, but on YouTube. I was going to say, but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFcast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's
yeah.
Just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean.